We are kind of coming to the end of this preaching series. This is week 14 of 15. No, are we on 15? I lost count. Anyways, we're almost to the end of this series. And basically, we've been talking about what? You guys tell me. Somebody tell me. What's the kind of the overall thing we've been talking about? One word. Trees. Okay, yeah. You guys got the illustration. That's good. What do the trees represent? Good. That's good, though. Trees. What? Salvation, you know, even more specific than salvation, actually, redemption, okay, redemption, and you guys were getting there. How did God redeem us? That's been kind of the point we've been trying to, so we spent the majority of our time in the Old Testament looking at, all the way back to the Garden of Eden, how we got ourselves in, you know, how the problem came about, you know, like what do we need to be saved from? Why is there even a problem? And what do we need to be redeemed from? And so we looked at that, and then we kind of looked at various things in the Old Testament kind of leading up to Jesus and leading up to the fulfillment of all of God's promises in the Old Covenant. And so the last few weeks, we've been looking at the life, briefly at the life and a couple of examples of what Jesus did and how he came to fulfill everything we've been talking about. And we looked at the cross, and we looked at his death, and we looked at the resurrection and his new life, and that sort of lays the foundation. In fact, we could kind of stop right there, and we could say, okay, that's good. Now, everything that we talked about in the Old Covenant was fulfilled in the death and the resurrection of Jesus, period. We could stop, and we could quit this series, and it'd be good. And it'd be we'd be okay to do that. But what I want to do for this week and next week, just two more weeks, is now that we have this foundation laid, this foundation of the death and the resurrection of Jesus, I want to just build upon that foundation just for 2 weeks. What does God want to do in our lives to sort of build upon what Jesus has accomplished for us? And I really want to be careful when I talk about that, because I want to separate those two things. Jesus did this for us, and we do this now that we're built upon that foundation. We don't do Jesus' work, and I'll be real honest, Jesus doesn't do our work. Okay, he has his work to do, and we have our work to do. That's what we want to talk about for the next 2 weeks. We've talked about what Jesus did. We talked about how Jesus fulfilled it, and now let's talk a little bit about us for the next 2 weeks. Today, I want to start with talking about a pretty amazing and complex passage in Romans chapter 3. And somebody shouted out that we have been talking about trees, been using that as an illustration. And to me, a tree is pretty much a tree, right? I mean, it's got a trunk and branches and leaves and maybe some fruits or nuts on it or whatever. And otherwise, a tree just kind of like every other tree, except there's at least one tree in the world that's completely different than any other tree I've ever seen. And you may have seen this tree. It's called a banyan tree. Has anybody ever seen one of these? They grow often in Hawaii. There's a lot of them in Hawaii. In fact, there's one in Hawaii that's really famous. I think it's in Maui. That is like, it takes up like an acre in this. They built a whole park around this tree. Banyan tree. And here's how they often grow: when a seed of a banyan tree actually will maybe fall on a limb of a different kind of tree, or it'll fall into the soil of the ground, and then this banyan tree will grow up. I know you've maybe seen pictures. The branches will grow up, and literally where the roots and the branches are, there's kind of no distinction. The roots look like the branches, and they kind of grow up and intertwine with each other. But if what you could do is, like, if you could take a cross section and kind of cut down into the ground and look at the root system of the banyan tree, you might think from the surface that there's a forest of banyan trees, but what the reality is there's one banyan tree that are all connected by the same root system. It's an amazing kind of tree, very similar to how vineyards grow, in fact. And the tree